All right.
Beep boop.
None of your settings.
Beep boop. Beep boop. Beep boop.
Okay, stop playing back. It's the new year, 2023. And we figured, instead of just starting it with the old-fashioned movie talk or any of that, why don't we do a recap of 2022? I'm Junior.
I'm Marcus.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
So we have like a bunch of highlights of the last year with us, and we're going to go through them and have like a bit of a discussion. So go ahead, Marcus. What's the first thing you want to talk about?
Highlights of 2022?
Yeah.
I don't know. Streaming is pretty great.
For us? Oh, yeah. For like just our 2022.
Yeah, our 2022 streaming was pretty dope.
Well, the people don't want to hear about us. Okay. They want to hear about like all the scandalous stuff. No, I'm playing. Okay. Yeah, streaming's been pretty good. So 2022, like, okay, a recap for us. That you're right. We should start with just like what happened for us. Okay. Let's start January. I don't remember. February. Ryan Donnelly. I got in touch with her, and she complimented my cover of Schoolyard Heroes' Curse of the Werewolf,
oh, yeah.
Which was released the previous year.
Yeah,
and I was so happy. I was cool. Like, whoa, like she's complimenting my cover of her song. She's like, no, I love your version. I'm like, that's so cool. She's my favorite singer, for those of you who don't know. And she's on Instagram.
For the uneducated.
Yeah, for the ignorant out there. But yeah, you guys say you like Junior and Marcus. Yeah, what's my favorite color? Like,
yeah,
stuff like that, right?
Yeah,
what's our favorite stuff? It's so cool to be able to even just talk to her casually more recently about just like what inspired her musically and why she decided to stop doing punk. And it's so cool because like in so many ways, this person who I've always looked up to as a singer, it's like we're so similar, where like she's like, well, I've always wanted to do pop, you know, like Violence is All the Rage, which was a song from their third album.
Yes.
That song turns into a pop song for the chorus. Oh, won't you lie to me tonight?
Oh, yeah.
That whole chorus is just it's a pop song. And it's like, that's so interesting. So it's like she was kind of putting little sprinkles of it there.
Yeah.
That she finally just left and then did her own thing. But it's cool because it's like, yeah, that's so me of just like, you know, why didn't you do this thing that you were popular for? It's like, because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool learning that.
Yeah, you had a pretty big year now that you're starting with this Ryan Donnelly
thing. Because then after that, Shiloh.
Yeah. And that's a funny story, though.
Yeah, it is.
The Shiloh thing is such a funny story because you call me up. It's like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just all like, yo, I'm making a song. Are making an album, and you're just like, I don't know what the last song should be, right? It's like, I want to do a song with, like, with somebody or a cover of something, like, one of my favorite songs. I'm all like, yo, you should do Operator. And he was like, oh, yeah. And then, was it me that said the throwaway comment, or was it you?
It was you, because you said, first of all, you said, there is no version of Operator on Spotify.
On Spotify, yeah.
That's what you were telling me. I'm like, wait, really?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, there's the Kidz Bop version, but they didn't have the Shiloh version.
Yeah, there's no Shiloh version on Spotify. And then you're like, yeah, you know what? I'll put my version on Spotify. And then my throwaway comment was, you know, it'd be super crazy if you could get Shiloh to record with you, like do a song with you. And you go, we laugh about it. It's like, yeah, wild. That'd be so crazy.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
That'll never happen.
But then I'm like, ah, you know what? I'll message her on Instagram and see what she says. And she replied.
replied.
The rest is history. For those who don't know, I've collaborated with Shiloh on that. Like, literally, look it up. Janiac Jr. Operator, A Girl Like Me. That's Shiloh singing in that version. So that's the original artist of that song. That was a really big hit in 2008.
Yes.
In Canada. Universal Studios was supposed to promote it outside, but then a lot of controversy happened regarding Shiloh's career. But look, guys, go support homegirl. All right, Lil Doll, LYLDOLL. Please, she is a splendid person. I've had so many conversations with her, and she's very, very down to earth, very level headed. don't believe the controversy, all right? I'm siding with Shiloh here, please.
All my homies love Lil Doll.
Yes, exactly. Please, show her some love.
If you want to be a homie, you love Lil Doll.
Yeah.
This is how it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, she's one of ours, all right?
Hey, protect her. Keep
yes,
her safe.
Keep her safe.
She's been through a lot.
She really has. But yeah, and then I got hired by a belly dancer.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, to tour with her for 4 months. And I did like a bunch of different shows, a bunch of different like filming venues.
You're out here being a full cinematographer.
So many things happened. Yeah,
recording all that. Yo, you had a life.
Yeah.
In 2022. Jeez,
I really did.
I'm just looking back on it now, like, man, you were just
doing so
out
much.
And about.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
And she introduced me to a lot of people, a lot of rich people. It was kind of crazy. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like people, like, oh, the Spadina area, going to the giant building where the roofs were
like in the clouds.
Yeah, literally. And then the bathrooms were just solid gold. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, this is a joke. This is like a set for a movie, but no, this is where people live.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that was awesome. And then at the end, Josh Blaylock, the creator of Mercy Sparks, my favorite comic book, he contacted me because he saw my YouTube video.
Yeah, your Mercy Sparks
video. Yeah, where I did a dub of his comic with Sarah Rose VA, I believe is her name, who voiced Mercy. It was pretty fun. So like that all happened for 2022. If I can remember anything else, I will. The only other stuff that, I mean, some bad things happened. My uncle and grandmother died.
Yeah.
Within a month of each other.
Succession.
Yeah.
Some of the most crazy, like, most unfortunate things I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
and then
that was awful.
I like, went into this weird bit of, like, depression for, like, 4 months between, I'll say, like, April to September. Mm. Because I don't know if that's 4 months, April, May, June, July, August. Yeah, I kind of got out of it in September, so I'll say 4 months. It's crazy because like I didn't post anything on YouTube, and I think we didn't do anything for the podcast. Like, I just didn't want to do anything for the internet.
Yeah, it was a strange time where we were just like,
well, I kind of blame myself.
Well,
because I blame myself because, like, I just didn't want to do anything on the internet. Like, I posted the Life is Strange video, which is, it's like 1 hour and 10 minutes. That's the longest video I've ever made on my channel. I've made longer.
Yeah.
More recently, fun fact. Yeah. So I edit for a Christian station as well that is now controlled entirely by my mom. But I edited a 2-hour-long video. So it's currently, like, after editing, it was 1 hour and 38 minutes. And, like, just more fun fact for, like, 2022, the most footage I've ever filmed for something was the She-Hulk video. 33 minutes is how long it actually is. There is 2 hours and 10 minutes worth of footage for that question.
There's, like, how many guests?
Eight guests, and all of them answered the questions extensively.
Yeah.
That was a really fun video to edit. I felt like I was doing something, you know? Like, it was, like, interviews and, you know? And editing, like, okay, how do you make this funny? How do you transition from this person to this person? Because they have to have, like, the ideas need to feel like they flow into each other. But then it's funny because then some people have different opinions. So how do you go from one opinion to the next? Do you make it, like, really sharp and hard cuts and stuff like that? And, you know, shout out to them as well. Thy Queen, Amy.
We love Amy right
yes,
here.
Yes, ABCD. E is the key, aka Linda.
Yeah.
Who else? Sagan. Alexandria on Instagram. Sagan, she's an actress. She's Hannah's little sister.
Yeah.
And Hannah. Can't forget. Yeah. Everyone loved Hannah's part in that video. It's only brief. It's at the end. But Hannah's really funny. And then my cousin Leslie, Simply Leslie on YouTube, and Chelsea as well. And who am I forgetting? Purple Doe. Purple Doe has the funniest. Okay, like, can we just talk about Daredevil? Like, what? Like, what? I don't even, like, huh? Like, what? That killed me, bro. And then, who else was in that video? Am I forgetting anybody? Shanita. Shanita was in it, too. Shanita directed the Curse of the Werewolf. Last Man on Earth. Right? So, okay. Chelsea, Leslie, Sagan. Kai. Yes. Kai doesn't do much online. Kai used to do music. I think she's going to again soon. But, yeah, shout out to all those girls who are in the She-Hulk video
as
well.
That's lady.
Yeah, look, I'll put some links to all this in the... I guess I can, yeah, in the description. I'll put a couple of links. And going back to what we were talking about earlier, just with the podcast, I kind of blame myself because I didn't want to do anything for the internet. I made that 1 hour and 10 minute long video of Life is Strange, which was a love letter to the series. And like I said to myself, if this doesn't get 10,000 views, like I'm done. And it got like 9 for the first week. And I was like, okay, like I'm just going to take a break. Cause I have this feeling of just like, you know, if I'm going to be putting this much effort into something, I'd rather it, and it's going to get like abysmal views compared to how many subscribers I have. I'd rather it be something I know I'm completely invested in, instead of all the kids stuff. So I took a break so that people would kind of forget about that. Mm. I still get requests for all the kids stuff. I don't want to do kid shows because I'm not a child. So, like, I want to move on to bigger projects or more interesting things. And here's the thing. I don't... Like, literally yesterday, my cousin approached me and she was like, hey, I really love what you did on YouTube with Acrylic River, which was a song I put out. Yep. That was also last year. Hold up. A lot happened in 2022. Yeah.
Operator music video.
Starlet was, Starlet, and you were in that
Starlet
one.
Starlet music video, Acrylic River music video and song.
Yeah. And Acrylic River opened doors for me, bro. Mm-hmm. That one song opened doors for me.
That song is gangbusters. Thank you. I love it.
Thank you. And what she said to me, it's like, you know, I don't think you should be focusing so primarily on YouTube. Why not go for something bigger? And I'm like, honestly, I've never wanted to be a YouTuber. Never. Yeah. That was never something on my mind. It just happened.
Yeah.
But now it's like, okay, people keep saying, so, man, you really fell off. It's like, you know, I don't think it was me falling off. I think I like shot myself, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
you can't kill me. I'll kill me.
Yeah. I didn't fall off. No.
Jumped off.
Yeah. Falling off implies that I tripped and stumbled. I threw myself off the bridge.
I jumped off. Okay. Let's make one thing clear here. I saw my views going down. I'm like, nope, I'm out.
I bailed. But I'm back.
Yeah, man. Yeah, 2022 was a wild year, bro. Yeah. And Twitch was amazing. I love all you guys from Twitch. Gang glorious. Shout out, gang. Yeah. You guys know what's good. I love you guys. You guys have been so supportive of both myself and Marcus. Mm. And I just want to say, you know, go follow us, twitch.tv/JaniacJr. as well as twitch.tv/fanfiction.
That's me.
Yeah. Go on, Marcus. What? Tell me about 2022.
2022 for me. 2022 is better than 2021. That's for sure.
Good. That's
2022
good.
Felt more like a real, actual year. 2020, we, you know, pandemic, stuck in your house, kind of whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
2021, is that when we started the podcast or was that 2020?
We started 2021.
Yeah, 2021. That's when we started the podcast. And, you know, we're just kind of flowing. But, like, we were still doing shows, like, basically, our first podcast is about the iCarly
and Victoria's crossover,
which is wild to me. What does that have to do with me at all?
Yeah, it's like, you ever see the live stream we did where we did, like, tier lists for Victoria's? And, like, Jordan Fringe joined in that live stream. It's funny because a lot of the time you're kind of just like, it's like, I don't have much to say about these things. And it's like, yeah, it's, these weren't really,
it has nothing.
Yeah.
It's one of those weird odd one outs. So I'm just like, well, here we go. I guess I'm watching the show and I'm talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But 2022, we got into our swing of things. Like, we were, like, in the swing of the podcast. Dude, we were just doing things.
The Turning Red podcast is the perfect turning point for us, in my opinion.
I agree.
We're like, even just the tone changes, we're much more aggressive.
The wheels were off.
We were making like adult jokes, but with like that, you know, the teens can get. I don't know.
Like,
but it works.
Yeah, we were making jokes that would fly on TV because we didn't swear
exactly
or say anything that was like super inappropriate. Wow.
Would you do it? It's like Sprite, right?
It's like Sprite.
Would
you
do it?
Yeah. So what else happened in 2022? 2022 January, I don't know. For me personally, I don't really do much. I got a couple raises at work, which is
that's good. That's good always a plus. Yeah.
Met some new people, made some friends. They're cool. Podcast, music video.
True. Yo, the music videos were dope though.
Yeah, they were.
Those were really fun. Yeah,
they were. one of the coldest days of my
life. Yeah, the operator one. I want to do bloopers, man. I want to, like, maybe I'll release them on Planiac, because I have all the raw footage for every music video I've ever done. I want to do just a blooper reel of every music video, because, yeah, we were all freezing doing the operator one. Yeah.
Couldn't tell in the video, though.
Nope.
Couldn't tell in the video. We That was a good one.
And Kyle's wearing gloves. All of us are like, oh, man, my hands are cold. Right? And Kyle looks at us, yeah, man, my hands are cold, too. It's like, what? Wait, why are you wearing gloves on? He's like, oh, no, continuity, guys. I need to keep the gloves on.
I gotta keep them on. Duh. What else? Went to a concert. Went to a Chris Brown concert. That was cool. Yeah.
Who'd he beat up this time?
Yeah, right? Nah, it's actually kind of funny. Because I went to that Chris Brown concert, right?
Yeah.
And Lil Baby was also there, but he doesn't really matter for the story. Uh-huh. Chris Brown's there. And guess who he brings out on stage? Tory Lanez.
Oh.
I went to see two of the most controversial people in all of music.
That was before his controversy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Before everything got real crazy.
Life's like that sometimes.
Life. Twitch was amazing. Twitch was dope. Twitch was actually fire. I had one of my best months on Twitch back in March. Like, hands down.
What happened?
What? I just got a bunch of subs. Like, an insane amount of subs.
Was that March?
Was it March or was it April?
No, I'm trying to remember, too. It was, like, from a person named Samantha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hasn't been my stream ever again.
I know, but gave, like, over 100.
She dropped so many subs on my head top, and I appreciate it.
That's so true.
Infinitely. Infinitely. I haven't had, a big, like, viewer explosion like that one time I played Pokemon Unite, which
was,
over
100.
I need to go back and play that game, I guess. But, yeah, Twitch was awesome. Got new emotes. Community going strong. Tugga wugga, wugga tugga. Yeah. It was a good year.
You went to a lot of bars last year.
I did go to a lot of bars last year. I drank more than I have ever in my whole entire life. Yeah. Yeah. I've mastered the hangover. Yeah, that's about. There's not really much else to say there.
No, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, but in 2022, still maidenless. Going into 2023, maidenless. It's fine.
No, I hear you.
I'll get a maiden one of these days. One of these days.
Ladies. Ladies, let's take you to the podcast. Ladies.
Oh yeah, we're changing up the podcast to. Janiac Jr.
We're doing The Bachelor. Janiac edition. It's like, oh, we got fan fiction. We have you walk out in slow motion with the suit on.
Oh, I took one of my greatest photos of all time where I was dressed as a mobster for Halloween.
Oh, right. Yeah, at the bar too, right?
Yeah.
That actually looks really cool. Check out his Instagram.
Yeah, look at my Insta. It's one of my greatest pictures of all time.
It really is. Looks like you're on a set.
Yeah, I killed that day. Killed that day, killed Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween was good for you too, man. Let's hope this year is better than the last. This year will be better than the last.
that'd be nice. That'd be nice. I mean, yeah. That's all you really can hope for, right?
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, last year was pretty great. So if this year is better.
If I'm starting here, well, sky's the limit.
Michael Jackson. Last year he didn't do that.
No. But yeah, okay.
All right, where now, do we go from here? What do you want to do?
You know what we got to talk about. So Marcus called me a couple days ago and just randomly while we're having a conversation, he's like, hey, so there's these statistics for the sexiest accents
of 2022. Yeah, what Americans find the most attractive accent of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
I've pulled open the list. Do you want me to read the key takeaways from this, or do you just want me to hit the list?
Just give me the list.
All right. So, this right here is the best accent in the world according to Americans. Right. Mm-hmm. British is number one.
Okay.
Number two, Australian. Mm. Number three, French. Number four, here's a curveball for you. Canadian.
Canadian!
hold on. I'm not done the list. But Canadian number four is crazy.
I know.
Number five, Italian.
Okay.
Or is it Italian or is it Italian?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Number six, this is weird. Not weird, but German. We've had a conversation about this one.
Yeah, we have. Go on.
Number seven, Irish. I can get behind that.
Okay.
Number eight, Spanish. That's really low.
Why is it so low?
That's weird.
Huh.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Number nine, Dutch.
Okay. Deutsch.
And number 10 is Scottish.
Really?
Yeah, these are the best accents in the world, according to Americans.
American men?
Both.
Just everyone.
Okay. There is the split of the favorite accents between women and men. Do you want me to go to
that? Yeah, go through that too.
Okay, so women's favorite foreign accents, American women.
Uh-huh.
British, number one.
Okay.
Number two, Australian. Number three, it's the same for both men and women.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. British, Australian, and French, all in that same order.
Wow, okay.
For one to three. It changes up at four and five. So for women...
Yeah, just give me four and five.
For women, number four is Italian.
Okay.
And number five is Irish.
Hmm.
Yes. So American women are down... Going for the Irish!
I love that Canadian is four.
Ah, for what? Men...
Uh-huh, go on.
Number four is Canadian.
Okay. Oh, no.
And number five is German.
Oh. Where's Canadian for women? Is it not on the list?
Not on the top five.
Oh, no.
It is not in
the top. I thought I had a chance.
Yeah, I thought we were going somewhere. We were going somewhere, Junior.
It's like, oh, no.
We're going to America. We're flying.
I'll cancel my flight.
But yeah, these are the top accents in the world, according to Americans.
It's funny because we're Canadian. Like, what does the Canadian accent mean? I've been told, because Jordan watches like our stream sometimes, and he once said to me, "It's like, you know, yeah, you talk like me." He said, "I speak differently than you, Tavon and Trevon."
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, right? I was like, really? Like, what about it? He's like, oh, they have more of a like city accent. I don't know how else to describe it. And I'm like, oh
okay,
which yeah, yeah. That does make sense, because yeah. I didn't grow up in the city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where, I guess you guys did. Like, you guys grew up way closer to it.
I haven't left the city.
Yeah, you are the city.
I am the city.
When
me.
I think of the city, I am think the of knight. You.
I am Batman. This is my Gotham. This is my Toronto. You're all just living in it.
Marcus put Toronto on the map, y'all. But, yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm like, which Canadian accent? There's so many.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot. I mean, there's like the prairies, you know. Do you think Amy has an accent? Like, when you listen to Amy talk?
Some words, but not like, I just think, oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? And then when I think of other Canadians, I don't know, like.
Yeah, I'd have to like scratch my head. Like, okay.
Definitely as a Torontonian. I definitely have a Toronto man accent, you know, like, Wagwan fam.
Yeah, it's like phrases, you
yeah,
know?
But, like, I don't know, I...
You're just talking to
as
me.
As a person that has, that doesn't know that they have an accent, I don't really know what my accent sounds like.
Yeah. One thing I think is funny, and this isn't an accent thing, this is just a weird thing I do, and I've been getting comments about this because of my Zach Fair video, where I said almost instead of almost.
You always say almost.
Yeah, almost.
It's always tripped me up. I've never said anything okay. about it, but I'm just like.
And it's weird because some people, like, straight up, so like Americans will think, like, oh, is that a Canadian thing? And it's like, no. Like, it's just a thing
That's
I
a
do
thing,
because
okay?
my dad does it too.
Yeah your dad
yeah,
does
Yeah, my
do
dad
it.
Says almost.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I was
does
just thinking.
Does your mom say almost?
No.
She says almost.
Almost, yeah. But, like, I thought about it where it's like. No, she does say almost, but I think that's a patois thing. Like,
almost.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Yeah.
But, like, what I think is really funny about it, if you think about it, it's right, though.
A-L
yeah, no, no.
is Al. Almost. M-O-S-T is most.
Almost.
Yeah, almost. A-W-L M-O-S-T.
I don't know, man.
I know, right. I know. The English right. language is weird.
You're absolutely right. But I mean, like, drag that A.
Yeah, almost. I know.
Almost.
Like, spell laughter. L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R. Now spell slaughter. S-L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R. Like, how is that so different?
Slaughter.
Slaughter.
Laughter. Yeah. All right, so back to this list of attractive accents. Number one, British. What are your thoughts on that?
British. Okay, so British, yes. Yeah, I like a girl with the British accent.
So do I.
That being said,
so it depends on
as I
it,
said to you, yeah, yeah, the region
depends
matters.
On where the
because I don't want the from. Like the London. Oi, bruv, you what you think this is, yo? like the really chav accent.
Oi, bruv, you want a kiss or what, bruv? Bruv, me and my gals want a kiss from you, bruv.
I effing love ya. I love ya, you know. Nah, man, like, it depends. It depends on the region. There's some, like, thick accents that's just like, ah, it's too aggressive.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. Australian and number two.
I feel the same way.
Absolutely.
I feel the same
Well,
way. I feel like there's more softer Australian accents from yes, what I've heard from the yes. people I've met, but,
yeah. Sometimes the Australian accent can be a little annoying, in my opinion.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, noy.
Oh, noy. Take away my baby.
Oh, noy.
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 Oi, noy. Cleo.
Cleo.
You got water on her.
What?
Water.
Yeah. You hear Marcus talk racism. Isn't it weird? You do stereotypical accent of anyone of color, and it's considered racist. But you do a stereotypical Scottish, British, Australian accent,
and it's like,
that's so funny.
Yeah, if you
like,
do that's... like a European or like white or what people would call like a white accent,
yeah, it's like, oh, no big
it's
deal.
It's fine.
Yeah,
I can do a Texas accent yeah, right
it's,
now.
It's just a house.
And
it's
funny. Say, oh man, look at that. He sounds like he's from the South.
Yeah.
That's it. But the second I do an Indian accent. Yeah,
which you're not about to attempt.
No. I'm canceled.
Yeah, I know.
It's very funny.
The double standard yeah, is real.
The double standard is crazy.
And we are going to exploit that.
Absolutely.
Anyway, go on.
Number three, French thoughts.
No. You know what it is? Okay, I feel like in America, maybe because they don't have French so frequent. Because, like, in Canada, that's so common here.
We have a whole province dedicated.
Yeah, Quebec.
Just to French.
Yeah, so it's... I've never found it very attractive. It's
I can understand where they're coming from.
Mm.
Like, it's French.
It's
you know?
The romantic
it's
language.
It's the romantic language. Yeah. But my thing about French is that it always sounds so pretentious.
Oh.
Like... I know the British accent, like oh, hoity-toity, should rich British, but I don't really connect that with
yeah, me neither.
With the British. But the French, though, there's just something, just like, there's an air of rudeness.
I am looking down on you.
Yes, yeah. There's an air of rudeness to it that I don't find in a lot of other accents.
C'est magnifique.
How you say?
Magnifique.
Oh, that's something that I did.
Celeste?
That wasn't last year. Was that last year?
That was last year.
Oh, yeah.
It was last year.
Yeah.
A lot happened last year. Danganronpa.
Danganronpa. Number four, Canadian. We kind of talked about
what
that
even
one.
Is that? Yeah. Sure.
I like a girl with a Canadian accent.
Uh-huh. Man, that Canadian accent really gets my grinds going. Gets my gears going.
Really gets my goat. After that is Italian.
I don't even know what an Italian accent
Ciao,
is.
Bella.
I've never met any... Like, I've met Italian people. They speak like we do. Like, I have no idea what the Italian accent is.
Well... Think of The Godfather.
See, but that sounds like a New York accent. Like, you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. So, like, that's what I associate that kind of accent with. But I guess that's because like,
hey, what are you diaspora. Doing over here?
Yeah, yeah, there's, like the you know, what's the word? I said diaspora, but, like, what's the actual word of, like, people migrating to one spot, and then that, like, takes over the culture of that spot? It becomes the predominant culture. I forgot what it's called. Homogenization?
Like milk?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like how milk gets homogenized?
Yeah, or like, you know, it's called, you know, tea stringing, right? You know, where you strain the tea.
Jesus.
Yeah,
tea stringing.
Definitely. Yeah, you know, it's the opposite of cultural appropriation.
Yeah,
it's like
I know what you're trying to say.
Cultural assimilation.
Yeah, the people are being assimilated into everyone else's culture, like aliens coming down and taking over everyone's body.
Yeah, there's a word for that. I think it's euthanasia. No, it's not that one. That can't be that one.
No, no.
I don't know. Maybe it's like, just thinking like really big words. You have no idea what they mean.
Gentrification.
Yeah. Yeah, it's post-traumatic stress disorder.
I think that's the one. No, I think that's the one, dude. PTSD, for sure. No, Italian accent's fine.
Yeah,
Ciao, Bella.
Sure.
Ciao, Bella.
Well, here's a question. Okay, let's do... What are our favorite accents? Do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. Spanish.
Number one is Spanish for Marcus.
Yeah, number one is probably Spanish.
Okay.
I really like a Spanish accent.
Can you give us an example? Not by replicating it, but rather by giving us a person who has the accent. Can you give us an example? Marcus takes a deep breath.
Cancel. GG Marcus, finished. Gone.
Yeah, 2023. It was a good run.
It was a good run. No, I remember we were talking about this on the phone. You're all like, I can't really place what a Spanish accent would be. I was all like, oh, Sofia Vergara.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just easily, Sofia Vergara.
Oh, yeah, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I went out the other night, and I was talking to this one girl, and my friend was all like, oh, what's your accent? Are you from Mexico? Are you Mexican? And she was like, that's racist. Mm-hmm. No, I'm Colombian. Mm. But the Spanish accent, A1, yeah, that's my go. What's your number one?
Strangely enough, Russian.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know what it is. I've always liked, like, a girl with Russian accent. And I've met a few. And it just works for me. I don't know. It's the broken English.
I don't know if you can say that anymore. Russia's canceled, Junior. They've been canceled since the beginning of the year.
Ukrainian accent, my dude. What do you mean? I didn't say Russian.
There you go.
What are you
go.
Talking about? Yeah, Ukrainian. I know so many Ukrainians. they've been so nice. They, you know, I remember I was in university and this one Ukrainian girl. This is an actual story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you do remember? You remember this?
Of course.
Yeah. And it was so funny because straight up, no joke, no word of a lie. The reason we started, like, talking is because in class, she said something so racist.
Jesus.
Like towards black people.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, right? And then after class, she was like... she was like, oh my god, I am so sorry. She's like... she's like, I did not mean that. And I was like... You don't know what you're doing talking to me right now.
I was mad at you, but you're doing something to me. Like, something's awakening here. I'm very confused.
And she was like, I make it up. Let's go somewhere. And I was like, where do you want to go?
Lead me anywhere with that voice.
Yeah, no, she was honestly, and it's so funny because, like, I guess, I don't know, cultural differences. She didn't know what she said was offensive.
Yeah.
And we, like, literally went out for, like, tea, and we talked about that and she's like, so teach me, like, tell me, explain, like, why is that offensive? And then I did, and then, like, we'd hang out all the time. And then for my birthday, I'll never forget, we went to this, there was, like, she booked a room for us in the, it was a school area, but she booked a room for us so we could watch a movie. And she bought me cupcakes, these cupcakes that I really liked. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. She's like, is there anything else you'd like? And I'm assuming she was asking, like, she was, you know.
Yeah.
But I was like, yes, just one thing. And she's like, oh, what is it? I'm like,
speak Russian to me.
And she did.
Okay.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. That sounds like a good time.
Talk Russian to me. Not talk dirty.
Not talk dirty to me. Talk Russian to me. And I mean, you know what? This day and age, 2022, I guess that is dirty. See what I did there? See what I did there? Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
Tell me I'm your prisoner. Tell me you're going to put the black people in one area apart from everyone else.
After I just done taught her not to be racist.
Yep. Tell me about where the missile codes are, please.
Pretend you're a spy.
A whole Russian.
You need to do a strip
spy
search. No. What's like? What's the worst accent?
That's also here on the list. You know what?
Just give me the top
five. That was a good segue, Junior. That was Russian. A good segue. Number one, Welsh.
Welsh, okay. I was about to say, don't say Russian.
I got some bad news for you.
Oh, no.
Number two, Korean.
Korean.
Okay. Which is very interesting to me because this is like Americans, and Americans are really into K-pop right now. But I guess they just...
It's like, no, I want you to sing. Don't talk to me.
Look, sing in Korean, but once you get here, English.
Well, it's not like they're saying... You know, what language they like, right? Isn't it just accents?
Accent, yeah.
But so it wouldn't be speak English. It'd just be don't talk at all.
Yeah, don't look, sing to me.
just sing to me. Sing to me.
Number three, Swedish.
Okay.
Yeah. Poor PewDiePie. Number four, South African.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Number four.
Number four, South African. Number five, Greek. Sorry, Arson.
Arson.
Sorry,
Greek.
Arson.
Greek.
That's tough.
What the heck is a Greek accent?
I actually have no...
Yeah, I can't even imagine what that is.
Well, I know this one girl who is Greek and Jamaican.
Oh my gosh, that's an interesting mix.
Yeah, yeah. And I've talked to her mom before. I don't know how to describe the accent.
Hmm.
I don't know how to describe the accent, really, but it's not horrible.
Americans seem to think.
Yeah, Americans think it's number five. Number six is Russian.
Oh,
yeah, that is the sixth.
Like
worst.
For guys or for girls?
This is just
in general.
In general, okay. Broad terms of things. Number seven, Japanese.
Really?
People don't like the Japanese accent.
Man, the Americans just be out here hating.
Exactly. I don't know what's going on here.
Stop the Asian hate.
I want you to know, bro. You're absolutely right because number eight is Indian.
And then the Asian hate.
And then number nine is Chinese.
Wow.
Yeah.
America, get your stuff together,
Come
bro.
Come on, America.
Get it together.
What are you guys doing?
What are you guys doing?
How is Korean, Japanese, Indian, and Chinese? And Russian, because Russia's part of Asia.
They just hate Asia.
They just don't like Asia. America.
Come on.
Get with it. Anyways, Miley's favorite accent is a Chinese.
Oh, God.
As well.
Stop the Asian hate words. Stop it.
What's your least favorite accent?
Patois.
And we speak...
No, we don't speak patois. We speak ugly patois. But
yeah,
like,
we do speak ugly patois.
I remember saying this to you, how like I feel like because anytime I hear patois, I think of my mom. Fair. It is just the least sexual. I could not... when I hear patois, it's just... I don't know. It just pecks at me. It's like nagging. Yeah. Like I don't know how else to imagine that accent. Oh man.
That's why.
Look at me face.
So that was
we love you, no? You know some love you.
It's definitely not an attractive language.
Nah,
accent.
Man. It is
I agree
a
with
turn
you.
Off for
I
me.
I agree with you on that. But so that was like best and worst accents.
Okay.
But there's more.
Okay.
There's sexiest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hang on. What the heck?
That
best?
Was just best and worst. Best accents and worst
accents.
What
the accents. Heck is sexiest then?
Sexiest is the ones that really get you going. what Americans were like, oh, that is hot to me.
What? Okay, go on.
And this is where they kind of throw a wrench in the wheels. Okay. Well, British, Australian, French make the top list again.
Okay.
Canadian is 4, Italian 5, German 6, Irish 7, Dutch 8, Spanish 9, and the 10th sexiest. And this is where America throws a whole curveball.
Is it
at
Chinese?
You. It's Chinese.
Bro!
I did not see this coming. I didn't see this coming.
This is a list of top 10 sexiest accents. Number 10 will surprise you. Number 10.
Number 10.
Chinese.
I'm dead.
Yeah, number 10 surprised me.
Yeah, right. Surprised me, sure. For sure. But also, there's like statistics here that they did like a survey. It's like, does someone's accent impact how attractive you find them? And 90% of people said yes. Only 10% of people said no.
Hmm. Yeah. I feel like I could look past an accent.
Well, you're in the 10%, eh?
Yeah. No. Well, actually, no. If it's patois, no. I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right. Nah. Nope.
I'll just be like, okay, like...
And then another question they asked is, how important is it you like a potential partner's voice? And 50% of people said extremely.
I'm surprised only 50 said that.
45 said somewhat important, and 5% said not at all.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm weird. We're like, and I've said this many times on Twitch, I really like shrill voices, like women with shrill voices. I don't know why. I just really like it. But I don't know, man. If a woman came up to me and she sounded like her voice was deeper than mine, I don't know. I don't know if I could do that.
There's actually a lot of lists on this page.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, what else did you have prepared?
Huh?
What else did you have prepared for topics?
To talk about? I got movies and music, and then...
Yeah, let's try that.
Which one?
Movies, I guess. No, wait. Yeah, sure, movies.
Okay. Nah, it's crazy. There's like smartest accent, most trustworthy, least trustworthy accent, most like least intelligent accent, most annoying. Number one's Chinese, by the way.
What? This is all according to America, right?
Yeah, Americans. This is what Americans believe. They're very confused, it seems.
They're very confused.
Oh, wow. They even have the best and worst American accents. Wow. Southern is the best American accent.
Wow.
Gotta agree.
Wow.
New York in second and the Midwestern in third.
Hmm.
Gotta agree, though. Wow, Southern is the sexiest American accent. I agree.
What else is there? Like, what, Atlanta? Yeah, right.
Baltimoreese.
Earn.
Baltimoreese. Anyways, so we're going to do movies?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So, this list right here is top 100 films of 2022, but we're not going to do all of them.
No.
Because that'd be insane.
Just give us, like, the top five.
Yeah, I'll give you the top 10.
All right.
So, number one is the movie All Quiet on the Western Front.
Next.
I haven't seen it either.
Okay, hang on. Top. So, what is this based on? Ratings or financial success? Like, or critical? Like, what is it? It just says top.
Yeah.
Like, according to what? I don't even know what movie that is.
So it's a movie based on the book All Quiet on the Western Front.
All right.
It's on Netflix. It's a war movie.
So that's the top movie of the year, and it was a Netflix movie?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck? Okay, what's next?
13 Lives.
Okay.
I don't know.
I have not seen these movies. Go on.
I told you. I told you before we started this.
I know.
We haven't seen any of these.
I thought like I'd at least have an idea. Okay, what's next?
The Banshees of Inisherin.
Hey, could you go to that music list real quick?
Hold on. Wait. No, we're getting somewhere. The next one you All know. All right.
Okay.
Trust
don't,
me.
Oh, my God. I know exactly one. What it is. Is it Batman?
No.
Okay. Okay. Cool. What is it?
Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, okay. Tom Cruise. I never thought I'd see the day that Tom Cruise would be on a list and he's number three. behind you know, the one based on the book. Like
yeah.
Wow, okay. Cool. Well,
actually it's four. Top Gun Maverick is
four. Oh, it's four. Oh. It's four.
Yeah. Hmm. Number five, great movie. We both seen it. Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, I like that movie.
That movie is great. I love that
very
movie.
Very good. Solid I hope it gets film. An Oscar this year.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Number six is The Northman.
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 Northman. North pop artist.
Yeah. number seven, Batman.
The Batman?
The Batman. 3 hour long movie.
3 hour long Batman.
Come watch this movie for 3 hours. Batman. It's really dark and you can barely see anything and I don't like this.
So this is a creative movie.
Batman.
You know how I like there's a bad guy? Well, guess what? I beat him up.
I beat him up.
I outsmart him, and then I beat him up. I put him in jail, and he breaks out.
And I beat him up again. Put him in jail again.
It's good, because I'm rich, so I own the jails and the hospitals. So yeah. I get paid when I beat people
when
up.
When I beat
and
people up, I get paid.
Keep business. I
when
keep
I
my
put
business.
Him in jail, I get paid.
I get paid.
When I beat him up, I take their money, too.
Imagine Batman going through their wallet. Even though he's a billionaire. That way when the criminals are like, you know, they have to give a testimony or whatever, it's just like, nah, he couldn't be Bruce Wayne because the man took my wallet after.
Batman would never do that.
Why would Bruce Wayne
Bruce
need
Wayne
my wallet?
Take my wallet? He's rich.
He's rich.
Billionaire.
Nah, man, a billionaire wouldn't do that. Batman makes sure they see him.
Oh my gosh. Then we have the movie Pearl. That's number eight. Never, I don't know.
Cool.
Number nine is The Whale, the Brendan Fraser movie where he...
Oh!
Yeah, yeah. I haven't watched it.
Where he wears the suit.
Yeah.
It's good to see Brendan Fraser back in movies.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I want the money.
His career, man. It's so sad what happened.
Yeah, man.
Blacklisted and everything.
I like Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, he's not a bad actor.
Number 10 is Avatar, The Way of Water.
Okay. Never in my life have I wanted a movie to fail so much. As a matter of fact, never in my life have I wanted a movie to fail. But that one was when I was like, I really hope this movie doesn't do well. For one reason and one reason only, James Cameron's ego about that movie is insane. He's like, the only reason people don't see the Avatar characters as interesting and in-depth characters is because there's only been one movie. It's like, huh? Let me tell you, Ellen Ripley was iconic in her first movie. All right. Mm. You know who else was? The Terminator.
Yep.
Like, there's so many action heroes I can list that their first outing was really good. Good enough that people remember them.
Yep.
Even horror movies, man.
Yep.
Like, Freddy, right away, was pretty iconic. But, sure, James Cameron. And then on top of that, it's weird because now it means all you need to do to make a financially successful movie is have a big budget and big effects. It's the equivalent of jingling keys in front of a child. And they'll be like, ooh, shiny. Whoa, look at these effects.
Ooh,
like,
wow.
We have $1 billion going into movies, man. And you're making water and trees? Come on. Make something crazy. Make something, like, just impossible to see. Just
absolutely
something, like, really out there.
Yeah.
Because isn't it space? Like, come on.
Yeah, there's so much more you could do.
Come on.
But whatever.
Yeah, apparently there's a new species of Navi. And there's, like, a character. He wants
to
be.
Know so much about this movie?
Why else? Why? So I can complain about it more.
Oh, okay.
Obviously.
Fair,
I'm a
fair.
YouTuber, Marcus. That's all we do.
I'm
we just cry and complain. And then people watch the video. They give the videos millions of views, so they get, you know, millions of dollars, and only so they can comment, hey, man, I disagreed with the fact that you didn't like this one thing that I actually liked. You see, my friend Tim and my friend Tuck, we went to see it. Because they're giving their own little YouTube review because their channel doesn't get any views.
Oh, Tim and Tuck.
But they have
reviews.
To. Do, and then they put it in the comments thinking anyone's going to read it. And it's like really long. It's like a paragraph about their experience going to the theater and how much that movie meant to them. And
they just comment on people's
stuff. This is YouTube now. This is YouTube now. Remember YouTube when we were kids?
I do. Remember YouTube.
Remember when YouTube was good?
Remember when YouTube was...
It wasn't just, hey, I saw this movie. Here's what I thought. It's like, you're not an authority on movies.
Remember when everything was just on YouTube? Like, everything.
Yeah, every show. There was no copyright
violations.
There was
no
copyright. Yeah.
Watch all your anime on YouTube in, like, 240p.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd struggle to find the next part of the episode.
Yep, because they had split it into, like, 5 minutes increments.
Yep.
Pretty funny.
Yep.
Yep. But yeah, man, YouTube. 2023 YouTube is going to be wild. I can already tell. There's going to be some new YouTubers coming out with fresh takes on the same old thing. We'll wait and see. It'll either be incredibly pessimistic or incredibly optimistic. Either way, none of them will be realistic.
A lot of ticks.
You go see a movie, you like it, you don't like it, you move on with your life. All right? All right, gang?
That's our review for movies.
Yeah, every movie this year, that's our review.
Literally.
Maybe we'll do some movie reviews, I don't know.
Yeah.
The thing is, a lot of the things we get asked to review, we didn't grow up with. So it's like...
Something we do need to do is we need to talk about our Phase 4 predictions.
Phase 5 predictions.
Well, no.
Oh, you want to talk about the results?
Yeah.
We'll do that for the Phase 5 one. Yeah. That'd be funny.
We need to talk.
Yeah, that'd be actually pretty funny.
Because we've been wrong.
We were right about the one thing Justin told me that I was completely right about is how Daredevil would be introduced in She-Hulk. Like shot for shot, I was right.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't watch She-Hulk.
Okay, but literally, he walks into the courtroom, everyone turns, there's like triumphant music, the camera pans from the bottom to the top, and you see the stick first. Like, I predicted exactly how he would be introduced. So, we were right about one thing.
Nice. One out of
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the top 10 movies. The only other movie that's on there that's like of relevance that I've seen... I mean, Bullet Train, didn't watch that.
I did see Bullet Train.
Yeah, was it good?
It's a very good B-movie. Like, it's a B-movie with, like, A-listers. It's weird. Yeah. Yeah. So you have Brad Pitt and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. And the other movie that's on there that is of no... Okay, well, that, Nope, at 13, and then Elvis at 17.
Elvis is all right.
Yeah.
I really liked that movie.
Yeah, I liked it, too. I also liked Nope. But yeah, you know what? Movies this year. What are your thoughts?
TV's shows are probably going to do better this year.
Yeah.
I have a very strong feeling that's,
me too.
That's what's going to happen.
Me too.
Marvel seems to be dominating the box office, and fortunately, it's the one positive about Avatar. There's a franchise that's not based on anything that's getting money, so,
yeah.
You know, you're still allowed to make new things.
Yes, new things are still...
Yeah.
Being made.
Even though technically that's a sequel, but.
True.
Yeah, it's just sequel and reboots, baby. That's all we're getting, okay? Sequels and reboots.
Yeah. I mean, number one, All Quiet on the Western Front is based off a book.
There you go. Well, but yeah, well, it's an adaptation.
Yeah.
Okay, sequels, reboots, and adaptations. That's all we're getting.
That's all we get. Luckily, we got Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yep, that is not based on anything.
Yep.
It's. Strongly reminiscent of Jenny Everywhere, but that is a free, copyright-free character that just... There's one comic she's in that is kind of similar, like a little bit. And someone pointed that out to me when I mentioned that on Twitch, and I'm like, wait, oh, it's crazy. But I think it's just a coincidence.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole idea, the concept of that movie has been stolen right out of our brains. So, I mean, I figured other people would have had it.
Yeah.
So...
I like how it was executed, though.
Me too.
It's pretty cool.
Executed really cool.
Yeah.
Most popular music genres?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I'm not going to say mainstream because that's not real.
No. Say it because we need to talk about that.
Okay. Well, number one most popular music genre is mainstream music.
What is that?
I don't know because number two is pop.
What is mainstream music? Like that's like saying... The thing on the radio.
Yeah.
Which station? Like,
what does that mean?
Mainstream music is number one. I'd assume it would be
yeah.
every single year because it's like, you know what I mean?
Mainstream.
Like, what?
That's what makes it mainstream.
Mainstream music. And then pop is number two,
yeah.
But it literally means popular. So, even though pop technically has a vibe to it
yes,
now where
yes,
it's like
yes pop is a
it's
pop
like
is
all
definitely
synth
a
and all that not yeah. even like synth but it's like artificial
it's artificial music it's
yeah
just, it's just like beats made
yeah yeah
and then they get pop. Some singer to sing on top of it.
Yep.
Yes. Hey man, like what you like.
Oh, absolutely. I just think it's funny. Like, the classifications of those genres are why they're funny. Like,
yeah.
the naming. It's like mainstream and pop.
Doesn't make any sense to
yeah,
me.
What? Huh?
Doesn't make any
Isn't
sense
pop
to me.
Mainstream?
Zero sense to me.
Yeah.
After pop is hip-hop.
Okay, I'm not surprised. Okay, did we get any like good? What did we get? Drake pulled out of his butt that house album.
Yes, he made a house album, and then he made a rap album.
He made a I'm sorry album,
essentially. No, guys, no, I'm actually a rapper. No.
I was just playing, y'all.
Look, I even got one of the most savage rappers out there, 21 Savage, to be on the album with me. So I'm a rapper, guys. Don't forget it. Yeah, he put those out. We got the Kendrick Lamar album.
Yep.
Which was really good.
I love that R. Kelly line.
From the Kendrick Lamar album?
Yeah. Which one? He's like, stop pretending you don't still listen to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good song. It's like a back and forth yelling song between him and a girl. A black guy and a black girl, specifically. I have to say that because that's what that song is about. Number four is rap.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, yeah, hip-hop and rap are
different.
They are different.
They are different.
Who do you think, like, off the top of your head is, like, the top rapper right now?
Top rapper?
Yeah, just rap.
Straight rap.
Straight rap. Wouldn't you say Kendrick? Yeah,
probably
okay.
Probably Kendrick.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar is probably the best
modern rapper.
Modern rap.
Yeah, I don't think you'll find many people who will disagree with that.
I mean, J. Cole is pretty good, but he's, I don't know. He hasn't really put out anything this year.
Yeah. It's been a while. His lyrics are really good, J. Cole.
Yeah. After that is reggaeton.
Really?
Yeah. Number.
I've noticed a resurgence in that too.
Yeah.
Like even on the radio, I'm just like, huh?
Love them reggaeton beats, brother.
It's like reggae techno. Like, yeah.
After that, rock. Rock is number six.
I'm surprised. Okay, what is classified as rock? Is indie anywhere there?
Yes, indie's number 39.
Wow.
And soft rock is 40.
Huh. Okay. Just. Rock, huh? Okay, what's after that?
After rock is electronic.
Rock is above electronic.
Yeah, that's interesting to me.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have seen that coming.
Me neither.
Wouldn't have seen that one coming.
Who's out here? It's all Destroy Boys, man.
It's just the Destroy Boys. It's just
solo.
The Destroy Boys. We got regional Mexican as number eight after.
Huh. That's the full genre name?
Regional Mexican.
Regional Mexican.
Regional Mexican, that's the full genre.
Sounds like a band name.
Yep. After that, urban trap. I guess it's trap music.
We've run out of genres, ladies and gents. Yeah, like, yeah. It's just like we're just making things up.
Number 10, R&B.
Okay. Yep. You know, I like that a lot of this music is cultural.
Yeah.
You got reggaeton, you got regional Mexican, you got R&B, hip-hop, rap. It's like, well, it's kind of funny.
After R&B is K-pop.
There you go, still culture.
Mm-hmm. 12, tropical.
What is that?
Junior.
Tropical music, I'm just imagining like, ding-ta-ding-ta-ding, and it, like, you hear like the rainforest.
I'm thinking steel pans.
You're like a monkey in the background. That's what I think of tropical. I don't think so much music, but like an image.
Yeah. Do you want me to go through all these, the 100, this whole list?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. That's up to 11. 12, actually. Tropical's 12.
Tropical's 12.
Technically 11 if you don't count mainstream.
Mainstream. The most popular music is the most popular music.
Yeah. Duh. Idiots. Duh. Why even make a list for that?
Okay. What's the categories for Tangerine Noir?
Tangerine Noir. Ah, yes. Yes. The recap. 2022 year in review for...
The infamous website, Tangerine Noir.
Noir. Yes.
Yeah, you guys will figure it out.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. So, These are the searches.
The top categories.
The top categories. Well, these are the top...
Top searches.
Top searches.
Go on.
On the Tangerine Noir website, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Actually, I think it is categories.
Okay,
It is categories. So, number one is reality.
Okay, can you explain... Okay, so earlier, we kind of talked about it, and I'm like, reality. Does that mean like virtual reality? And you said no.
No, it's not virtual reality.
So reality is like just amateur stuff.
Amateur stuff. And I guess like if it is like a highly produced video, then it would be like things that would happen or not.
Like there are a couple?
No.
Okay.
No. It's like cheating on your wife.
Oh, it's like very specific, like things that could potentially happen.
Yeah.
It's not like
or like
it's not like this ain't Avatar.
Whoa. This isn't Avatar. Whoa. And I guess like the whole like what are you doing, step bro?
That'd be reality?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I guess like
why is there such a, like, big...
My coach is a big... a big hunk man.
So it's just like, oh, it's your teacher, or oh, yeah. It's... Okay, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's it. Reality.
Oh, it's the mechanic. He's here to repair my pipes.
Yeah. Oh, it's the plumber. He's here to fix my pipes.
Yeah, okay, got
oh,
it.
It's the pizza guy. He's got extra sausage on his pizza.
Yeah. These all feel like some of these feel like so retro. Yeah. Like so like this yeah, was done yeah. in the 70s. Like,
and they're still getting done.
Yeah. That's the crazy some things thing. Never change.
Some things never change.
Oh, it's my I guess like a modern like oh it's my Uber driver. like
that's a thing.
Are you okay. For those who don't know, I myself, Janiak Jr., I'm not a very frequent user of like any of that. Like,
yeah.
I've seen stuff on
yeah.
On, maybe not. It's funny. Maybe probably not on Tangerine Noir. Probably on another
something
website.
Yeah.
But like, it's I don't. It's not.
You don't go out your way to. Look
I don't.
For
yeah,
it.
I don't look for it.
Yeah.
But like, it's funny because like I know the memes and I know the like. Like, there's this giant girl pushing this tiny girl against a wall and all that. It's just like, okay. But
do you know the sting, the intro sting for Tangerine Noir?
Of course, because it's a bass line.
Yeah.
Someone has asked me to play that. The
really?
Bass line's sick, bro.
Yeah, it's fire.
And it's funny because it's just drum and bass. There's no other instrument.
It's fire.
And literally, I remember asking my friend, I'm like, is there a full version? Like, I want a full version of the Tangerine Noir theme, please.
Yes. Yo, they should come. They should make one.
They really should.
Honestly.
Make it like the end credits. Like... Starring, like, here's the camera guy. Like,
I came for the video, I stayed for the credits.
You came in more ways than one.
There it is.
All right, what's the next category?
Oh, the next category is gender.
Okay, this is another one that confuses me.
Yeah.
So, just gender, not like like male or I guess man, woman.
No,
trans. It's so, just gender.
Yeah, because I figure there's like a there's a bunch of different like genders or like things that you could pick through genders
within just, that category.
I assume, and they just put it all together.
But if they put it all together, then that's just like everything. That's not like one thing.
Yeah, but also I think gender just means transgender because when they're explaining it here.
Uh-huh.
It says the transgender category grew by 75%.
Okay. But is that within the gender category? Like, that's confusing.
When it says...
Also, okay, what is the transgender category? I'm assuming... Like, I'm just gonna, like, spitball here, alright?
Mm.
So, is the trans category, like... They have... Wow. So, like, I'm thinking because it's like, like, for the sake of, like, this is a PG show... is that, like, they have traditionally male parts, but they are a woman? Or is it, like, post-op stuff? Like, what is that category even?
So, what it says here is female-to-male searches were 8 times more popular...
Interesting.
Than male to female searches.
Interesting. Huh.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's very interesting. It's very interesting because uh-huh. Like, I don't know. I don't look, man.
Yeah,
look, man. I don't. It's It's not made for me.
I see. Yeah.
It's not made for me.
Yeah, that's funny. You'd have to like literally go there and like, yeah, okay. That
this
makes
is
sense.
Not, it's not made for me.
What's next?
How do I, Junior? How do I get around saying this one? Number three.
Oh, just say like multiple people.
Oh, okay.
Or polyamorous.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Really? That's, you know, that makes sense. I guess some people are into
you
that.
You know what it is?
What?
You know what it is?
What?
We're fresh out of the pandemic and people just want to be with multiple people. That it's not like, everybody hold me. I want to be as close to everyone as I can. I was told not to hug anyone for a whole year.
Literally, people are like, yo, I haven't seen people in the same room without a mask forever. And you watch that, it's like, oh. I remember, dude, the pandemic was so wild. I'd watch TV and people would be in the store with no mask on. I'd be like, where are their masks? Like, in my head, it's like, oh, no, hang on. This is a show. Like,
Yep.
Crazy, dude.
It's really weird, too, because, like, some of the shows that are made, are like, seasons made during the pandemic, it's all, like, they all have, like, COVID plots.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
I know.
It's really strange.
In retrospect, that'll be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Really dates the episode.
Absolutely. It's like, this was a 2020 show right here. But yeah, multiple people.
Okay.
That's three. Number four?
Uh-huh.
Outdoors.
That pandemic really hit us.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Just outdoors.
Just outdoors. Just people out. Just... Yep.
People are getting actual gratification from seeing outside.
Yeah, they're just like, yo, people outside?
Hey, yo, look at the tree. Hey, yo, he's got her on the tree.
Let's go.
They're on the beach.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Wow.
Yep. After that one, it's positions.
Which ones?
So, scissoring.
That's a position. That's not like a category. Like,
I'm just gonna knock these out. I'm just gonna knock these out.
All right, go on.
You block whatever you need to in post.
All right.
So, scissoring is the top search.
Okay.
And then Amazon. All right.
What? Okay.
Do you want me to?
That can only mean one of two things.
Do you want me to explain it to you?
Is it like
bait?
Like,
yo,
jungle
it's
stuff?
Nah, it's actually nuts.
Is it like Amazon delivery?
It's a position.
Oh,
it's a position.
Right, we're talking about positions. Okay.
Yeah.
What the heck
so,
is Amazon?
Okay, so if you can imagine, you know, that's All right, now this is you.
Yeah.
This is her missionary, right? Okay. Flip that over.
Uh-huh.
This is you. Uh-huh. This is her.
Isn't that just cowgirl?
No. She's not, like, she's not, you're not laying down. Like.
I'm standing?
You're not standing either. You're basically, you're there like this.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which genius came up with that?
I don't know.
How?
Yeah.
I'd be scared.
I'm not gonna lie, I've seen it, it's wild.
I'd be scared. It's... I'd be scared, like, if she makes a wrong move, like, I'm breaking something.
It's wild.
Amazon.
And, like, and
she's holding the guy's legs up?
Yeah.
Holy smokes, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Anyways.
Wild, bro.
Yep.
A little too vanilla for that.
But... And then, okay, so then it's a 69 missionary lotus, which I don't know.
Lotus. Yeah, never heard of it.
Hidden lotus.
I don't want to know.
Eight gates open.
That's literally what I thought of. I'm like, Rock Lee's position. He's doing push-ups.
Then we got spooning. Good old healthy spooning.
Okay.
Helicopter.
I know the helicopter.
What?
Do you not know that one?
No.
Okay, literally. This is a weird podcast. Literally, she's on the she's like on the bed, she's facing the bed.
Okay.
And the guy he's on top of her.
Got it.
And he's facing the bed too.
Got it.
And then with his arms, he's like, he's in.
Got it.
With his arms and legs, he spins around while he's in.
What?
Marcus, I don't know how anyone could get aroused to that. Like, that is just funny. Like, that's just a funny one.
No, no, Junior, that's not real.
Bro.
That's not real. That's not
Maybe
real.
Maybe the thing that I'm thinking is called something else, but...
Nah,
fam, I'm...
I'll never knock it. I'll never knock anybody's, like, what they're into, but that's wild.
There's some positions that just, I don't know. How are you climaxing to that, man? Like, that's too much work.
Maybe that's their thing, though.
Maybe.
Maybe that's their thing, like, put it in the effort. And then, finally, last one's Cowgirl.
Okay.
Super. Yeah. Yeah. Number six category.
Mm-hmm.
Feet.
Oh, God.
Speaking of feet.
OnlyFans. Check out. N-I-Q-Q-A underscore? F-E-E-T? Is it an underscore?
I think it's an underscore. Okay. I don't even remember my own fake OnlyFans.
Only feet.
Yeah, only feet. I only post feet. But yeah, feet's number six. And then number seven is femdom.
Spell that.
F-E-M-D-O-M.
Femdom.
Yeah.
Okay. So the girl's just dominating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Women in charge.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, which also goes hand in hand with the Amazon position.
I guess it does. Yeah. Huh.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Would you like to know the most searched terms?
God, I'm scared. Yeah, okay, here's one thing I will say just quickly on this Tangerine Noir. Have you ever noticed how and we talked about this in psychology, black women are usually depicted very animal like in the good old prawn?
Yeah.
Why is it so racist? Why is prawn racist?
Yo, I was actually watching a comedian talk about this.
Yeah.
And it was all like, whenever it's whenever it's like a white person, right? Mm. It's all like Becky goes to school and ends up studying more than she needed to. Like, that's like the title or whatever.
Yeah.
But then when it's black people, it's all like,
oh god. Oh no.
I can't swear, but Busty Bees taking massive dong. Those are the titles that we get.
It's so much more aggressive.
It's really weird.
I know.
But they get these nice, wholesome, like...
Prawn's racist, dude.
It is.
It is.
It's one of the most racist...
And openly racist,
like,
too.
Very openly.
Yeah.
It's one of the most racist, like, forms of media.
It is.
And it hasn't
changed.
And yet
everyone consumes it, so then, like... That's the thing. Like, it does affect your brain, whether people want to accept it or not, especially when you're accessing it at a young age.
Exactly.
Yeah, where you're not fully developed. So then people associate guests with, like, violence in so many ways.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my favorite joke about that, though, is Eddie Griffin. The joke he made that I will always remember, he's like, hey, yo. It's like, I was watching Prawn the other day. It's like, yo, white guys, why are you so evil to the coochie, man? Like, calm down. All right, you're like beating her over the head with your dong. It's like, yeah, you like it. It's like, no, man. See, it's like, I went somewhere wholesome. I went with the black prawn. All right, man, brother's trying to do, like, he's doing dance moves while he's banging her and stuff. It's like, look, man, you can't be so evil, yo.
What did it ever do to you?
Yeah, what did it ever do?
What
to
did
you?
It ever do to you? Yeah, no, absolutely. It is. It is. That
it's,
is.
It's very strange.
It is a weird one.
Yeah.
It's a very weird one. Yeah. It's weird to me because it's been around for so long and it hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed. It's been
like
a thing.
Everything else has changed with, like, the time. All forms, like, almost all forms of media to be less racist. Mm. Yeah.
Crazy stuff like that.
Yeah. It's weird.
I know.
Anyways, most search terms of 2022.
Go on.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's number one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the number one.
People really like cartoons.
They love, hey man, they love their, why do you think they always want you to review them?
No. Oh, God. You know what I think is funny about that? Like, because I know people who do draw that, it's funny because, like, I kind of get why people would commission for it. Because you can get whatever you want. Like, you can draw whatever you want. Something, even if it's, like, physically impossible. You know?
Yes.
But it does make me wonder. It's like, because there's some, like, really messed up stuff out there.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like,
Well, that's because you can get anything you want, right?
You can get anything, yeah.
After that one, Japanese. They kind of, like, almost died, too.
Okay. The only thing I know about, like, Japanese, like, it's weird because, like, you can get, like, a really violent Japanese prawn, but then the dong will be censored.
Almost everything's censored in Japanese.
Which is hilarious because...
It's so strange.
It's not like we don't know what's happening.
Yeah, what am I, stupid?
It's not like we don't know what's going on.
After Japanese...
Think of the children. The children watching this? Like, yeah. Who were they censoring it for?
It really doesn't make any sense. I don't understand why they do that in Japanese prawn, but hey.
That's really funny.
Whatever they want to do, they can do it. After that is MILF.
Okay. I'm expecting that to always be
of the top
one. That's, yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, it actually went up a spot this year.
Okay.
The one that went down a spot is lesbian, right behind MILF.
She is the lesbian of lesbians.
Yes.
Very popular.
Yes. I don't get it.
I never thought about it. But, like, thinking about it, it's like, I don't know. I guess just, like, well, here's the thing, right? And I remember saying this in, like, high school to one guy, this one, I almost said his name.
Yeah, whoa, hey, don't dox
this one
bro.
Guy, right? He was, like, he just really liked prawn.
Yeah.
And he would show stuff to us, like, after class and stuff. He's like, yo, man, check this out. Weird. He was a weird guy.
That's very interesting.
But, okay. It was so funny, because one time, literally was like, yo, check out how big this guy is. And I was just like, I flat out, like, not even, like, teasing him or anything. I'm like, are you gay?
Yeah.
Right? Like, dude, like, that's, you know? And he was like, what? No. It's just like, you know, I pretend that it's me in this situation.
Okay.
And I'm like, really? That's the mentality? Because, like, myself, I'd rather just watch a girl going solo.
Yeah,
fair. Or I guess with another girl, but I don't know. I guess I never really thought about it. But I don't like seeing other dudes.
It's definitely healthier to watch just solo stuff.
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
Because then you're associating, like, climaxing with being with another individual.
Yeah.
Rather than something freaky.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know, it's not beating people over the head.
Oh, the last time, you know what gets me? There are guys out there, like, legit, they're with, like, problems, okay?
Absolutely.
And they watch this. And then they try to do that in bed, and it doesn't do anything. Like, okay, here's the biggest problem I'll say right now with prawn. All the girls are faking it.
Yeah.
But guys think that is real.
Yep.
And it's like, just some, like, Junior and Marcus advice, okay? Penetration isn't the best way to get her off.
No.
There's way better ways.
No, that's the thing. Like, the girls... aren't, well, yeah, I mean, I can't say for all of them.
Yeah, everyone's different.
But, like, a lot of people aren't just... Penetration
it's not just
the...
It's not just you going, like, ape, like, in and out. It's like,
yeah,
no, man. You need to, like, chill, bro.
There's a whole foreplay to it.
Yeah.
Bro.
It's not like... It
there's
depicts
levels
this,
to
like,
this.
Crazy...
There's levels to this. You can't just be forcing, bro. That's crazy. Yeah, no. Nah.
The other thing is, like, people just be going in raw and
yo, word!
That's the other thing people don't think of.
Word! Yeah. Bro, hey! Yo! Nah. It's teaching, and it's the youth that are watching it.
I know, that's
it's
the thing.
It's the youth that are watching it. It's teaching the kids wrong habits.
Well, here's the thing, though. How do you teach them right habits?
Exactly.
It's kind of messed up. It's really messed up.
It's a tough field to deal with.
It really is. What do you do? Yeah.
And then it also comes back to, like, the whole racism in the industry.
Yep.
Because
that, mm-hmm.
because, like, sure, you could fix it, but then people are all like, oh, but I'm not being, like, what's the word?
What?
Included? Like, what, my niches aren't being included because you're taking away,
right.
you're changing things, right? Uh-huh. So then, like, that makes the industry less likely to want to change things. True. Because they have to include everybody. But then, because they're including everybody, they're also making a divide in what's going on. It's wild.
It is.
It's this is such a weird conversation for us to be having on the podcast. No, it is.
This is a good start to the year.
I love how this happened.
Here's the thing.
So good.
I remember in high school, all right? It's really funny. In high school, there was a guy there were weird people in high school. They were not my friends. These people were not my friends. I just knew them by proximity.
Yeah.
But anyway, this one guy flat out said one day, this is a white guy, that he had a hijab fetish. Because the girls at our school...
Huh?
Yeah, so there were a lot of immigrants at my school.
But no, I mean, I shouldn't knock it. I'm not knocking it. I'm just confused.
But, like, he flat out said, like, that was his fetish. And I said, do you think that that's because the girls around you wear hijabs?
Mm.
Like, when did this develop?
Yeah.
Right? But it's funny, because... then, like, you know, the rise of, I won't say her name. Because I know some people watch her podcast. I don't want them.
But yeah, true.
She wears glasses.
Yeah, we know who, yeah.
Yes, okay, so it's funny, because clearly that was a niche a lot of people had. Like, that was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and it's weird, because that's a religious one, but then at the same time, you know, nuns... are popular, like, literally go to a Halloween store.
Yeah, sexy nun.
Yeah, that's always a thing. So, like, equating religion and potentially culture to a fetish, like, what's going on there mentally? Like, are you diminishing?
Well, I think that comes from the fact, like, people they connect religion, right, with, like, purity or whatever. And then it's like
something that's off limits.
Yeah,
like
something
you want it.
Yeah, you want it, and then when they get it on the internet, like in Prawn or whatever, it's like the taking away of that purity.
Oh, that's so evil.
If
that's the mentality, that's so dark.
Yeah, it is absolutely. Well, I mean, that's the whole mentality of the sexy nun.
Yeah,
like it's really wild.
I find though, anytime like a sexy nun is depicted in movies or anything, like movies as well, right? Because it is the film industry. They're always like knowledgeable of sex. It's never a new thing to them. In those, is it that way with the like hijab stuff or?
Right.
Is it or are they like innocent like women? I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I wouldn't know.
Well, I mean, they act like it.
Like they know about sex. Like they're.
They act like they like.
They act like they're innocent, like they've never. Oh, that. Oh,
that's a lot. That's
weird.
That's a lot of what, like the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like there's. That's weird. Like there was one, I remember where like the title was literally like hijab or whatever, and it was two girls,
uh-huh.
And one's the mom and one's the daughter, and the boyfriend comes over.
The biker boyfriend.
Probably.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And
okay.
And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very...
I've seen memes about that
one. Yeah, it's weird, right?
It is, especially because, to my knowledge, the mother is played by a Latina.
Yes!
And the daughter...
is Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's especially weird, because then... It's just, as long as your skin is this color, like, it's good enough. Like, you know, like, that's really weird.
We're back on the racism in the industry.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Back on the racism in the industry.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very...
It is.
Yeah. Okay, after lesbian, it's a piné.
What's that?
I think that's not, it's not Thailand. But it's one of those what is it? Asian countries that are in the ocean.
Really?
Like Indonesia and Thailand and gosh. Cause like
this is the first one I have no idea.
Pinay, I'm pretty sure Pinay is like Pinoy or whatever.
Oh.
Well, I'll look it up after. But after that is Asian, just the broad term of Asian.
Mm-hmm.
After that is Stepmom.
Here's my question.
Yeah, go on.
Whenever people are watching this MILF stuff, and like the Stepmom, I think, is more explanatory.
Definitely.
Are they like, are they watching the scenarios where it's their own mom? Or are they watching it like, oh, he banged his best friend's mom? Like,
well, if it's the case of banging his best friend's mom, that's more MILF. That would fall
that's
under
what
the
I'm,
MILF.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
But like, Stepmom?
Some people be wanting to bang their moms, though.
Yeah, yeah, but Stepmom is literally
well, that's clearly
banging your stepmom.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
because there's no other stepmom that's... Yeah.
It's... I don't know. There was a big...
During COVID?
Yeah. Bro. That was a big thing, bro.
All the, like, even YouTube. Like,
YouTube.
Like, people be talking about it.
TikTok.
There. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy.
Bro, one of the funniest jokes on TikTok at that time was, what are you doing, yeah. Stepbro? Uh-huh. Like, but yeah. Step fantasy.
Step. Okay, go on.
Can I say this one? It's after Stepmom.
It's. I started at the bottom, and I like.
What are you doing?
Whoa! Where? Oh God!
I can't say that, right?
Don't say it that way. Just say butt.
Oh yeah, like, yeah. Butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
And then after that is big butt stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. After that one is
Hey.
What's up? What are you asking me here?
That's nasty.
What are you? What's up?
Butt stuff.
Oh, yeah. Not for me.
It's not for me either.
Not for me.
If you're doing butt stuff, like, look internally, all right? Look internally and ask yourself, why are you doing that? Are you doing it because people talk about it? Or are you doing it because maybe there's something internally that you have not discovered about yourself? Anyway, go on.
I would have laughed if you're just like, hey, if that's what you're into, seek God.
You need Jesus,
you
okay?
You need Jesus. after that, it's... groups, but it's three people.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. After that, Latina.
So Japanese, followed by Pune,
followed by Asian.
Asian.
Followed by Latina. Followed by Ebony.
Black. Oh, yeah. Dang. Yeah. Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. After that, it's massage.
Really?
Massage.
What? That's an interesting fetish.
I get it, though.
Have you ever gotten a massage?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not gone to a place Never? And gone... I've gotten, like, massages from, like, my girlfriends or whatever.
Oh, but I mean, like, a pro.
I've
like
not
an
gotten a professional
Never?
Massage before.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Well, first, this year, I will pay for a massage for you.
Oh,
from,
thanks, bro.
The guy that I go to. Yeah, no, I think you should. I think everyone should at least.
Hold up, wait.
What? Do you want a woman to do it? I can get a woman to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not getting a happy ending, though. These are professionals.
I didn't expect one. I didn't expect one of those.
These are professionals. You gotta go down.
Yeah.
the other side of Toronto.
That's the other side of the city. That's on the other side of the city. Funny enough, though.
What?
That's a completely legal business in the city.
Illegal?
Legal.
Is it?
There are legal massage places like that.
The problem with the legality of that, though, is how do you find out whether or not the people involved are being trafficked?
Right?
Yeah. Sure, you can have a license, but that doesn't mean all the
at all.
Client or not. What's the opposite of clients? The attendees or the people. Servers? Service ladies? like what do I?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Yeah, there's no way to confirm whether or not they're, like, being forced into it.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Don't go there, guys.
Yeah, guys, literally.
Don't support that.
Please don't.
Don't support
yeah.
that. But, yeah, massage.
Weird how that's legal, but, like, this isn't. I guess because penetration's not happening? But how do you screen that, too?
Exactly.
Like, how do you know?
How do you
know?
Wow. After that, it's busty ladies.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's so low.
It went up plus four since last year.
Well, okay.
After that, anime.
But Hesnet was at the top.
Yeah, but anime.
Okay. All right.
I guess like little fear, little like
yeah,
specific
anime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is all on Tangerine Noir, by the way.
This is all Tangerine Noir searches, by the way.
You guys know.
Yeah, after that, it's, this isn't inherently a bad word, but cream pie.
Okay, there's another one that's kind of like...
Yeah, look internally.
Well, not only look internally, really think about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, most of these cases, these people have had surgeries done so that they can't have a child. So don't go around being like, oh, man, I love this. This is my fetish. And then you do it in real life, and then you have a child.
Now you have a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, deal with that.
Yeah.
Deal with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, I saw, like, some of the later ones. Go on.
What? Gang. That's the next one. Gang.
Okay. So first there was group. Then there was three. And now there's...
Yeah. No, group wasn't there. It's three. It was three before.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, three.
Okay, so just more people, I'm guessing.
Yeah, just.
You know, I'd want one question about the three. When people search that, are they searching like male, female, female? Are they searching
female, female, male?
Yeah, like how are they?
I mean,
what would which I guess
I think that, it's just the, I think it's both.
Just any?
Yeah, I think it's just both.
Yeah,
but
I guess so.
You'd have to do a whole other survey.
I know. You took to find the people, stats for that.
Yeah. But yeah, gang is just like,
yeah,
you and the homies, and then one other person.
Oh wait, what?
Yeah, it's gang.
Oh, because that's not right.
Yeah,
because group means like each person is
everybody out there. Oh, yeah, gang is.
Oh,
yeah. I can't. I don't like that.
It's, I can't, I'll just, like, censor this. It's too weird for me.
Yeah, oh, like, 100%.
Like, it feels way too,
Yeah.
I know there are people that are, like, into that. And, like, if you're, like, as long as it's consensual, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a vibe to that feels very wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't want to see my homies.
That's the other thing.
I don't want to see my homies.
Search internally,
man.
Bro. Yeah. Like, search it. Why are you wanting to do this?
I don't want
to
see my homie, man. Look, man. I
imagine high-fiving.
Eiffel Tower. Anywho,
can you imagine? Oh. Like, if that ever happened, I'd just be like, don't look at me. Like,
no eye contact.
Don't look at me.
No eye
Why are you looking at me?
Nah,
could you imagine if you like accidentally splashed on one of the like, you know what I mean? What if you miss? What if you miss your target? It's so gross. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, nah. After that, gross. He has.
I'm surprised that's so low.
I'm not.
Here's my question, because that very obviously means like a girl going on a guy. Like, the reverse, I almost guarantee, is not on this list.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I know.
It's definitely not here.
Anyway, go on.
After that one, it's public.
I guess that's more like, what's the word?
Voyeurism?
Like no, voyeurism's like watching someone, oh, but true. Like... it's
exhibitionism.
Like, yes, there you go. That's what it is. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. The fear of getting caught.
Yeah.
After that one, it's BBC. The new
show. You know, I'm glad if we're going to stereotype, I'm glad there's at least a positive one.
Woo!
Let's go!
That's my brothers! The homies! Anyways.
I remember one time, I'll just put this on here. I don't even care. I remember one time I matched with a girl on Tinder and she was like, hey, do you have that gorilla stick? And you know, I like immediately I wasn't interested because I don't want anyone to date me just for that.
Yeah.
My response was a gorilla's is only about three inches. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, is that really what you're looking for? She's like, what? No way. So then she looked it up. She's like, whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She's like, anyway, is it big or not?
Yeah, she's going to come up with a different line next time for her next one.
Woo!
Lord, Lord, what are we doing? Where have we gone?
This is the 2023 podcast.
This is what we're doing this year. Mm-hmm. This is how we start the year off.
Talking about stuff.
Yeah, we. Hey,
it's look. Just Junior and Marcus talk. Not Junior and Marcus talk about nostalgic things. No. It's just Junior and Marcus talk.
Yeah, welcome to season two?
Season three.
Welcome to season three of the podcast, yeah. Baby.
Just remember the last digit of the year. That's the season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
Yep.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Anyways, after that one, it's amateur.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that? Huh. Like, okay, so I'm imagining there's not a lot of camera angles. It's just steady cam on a tripod. Like,
there's two ways to do it. Either steady cam on a tripod,
Or the guy's holding the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I want, like, just to, like, F with people, how funny would it be? Have, like, a normal category or a normal title and, like, you know, people really into that. Like, you know, oh, guy bangs MILF, whatever, right? Mm. Have her hold the camera.
Oh, female POV.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Okay, but don't advertise it as that. Just F with people. Like, oh, wait, oh, why am I seeing the dude?
Why am I getting banged? I didn't ask for this. Oh no!
You could easily click off, but you're just I feel violated.
So this is how they feel.
Help me. Guy never watches Prawn again.
Yeah, that's how you get them off of it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Go on.
After amateur, it's wait. Yeah, that's what I was on, right?
Yep.
Cosplay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Yeah. Literally anything. Yeah. After that, POV.
Okay.
Which can be professional or just off your camera.
Shaky camera. Off your phone. Yeah. Phone's jiggling. Guy's finished. He's like, oh, camera's looking out the ceiling. It's like, yo, man, why is the camera looking at the
whose POV is this? Did you fall over?
Slightly too far to the right.
Oh my goodness. Back to the racial stuff. After POV is Indian.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's funny how, like, white isn't one, or Caucasian, because that's just the default.
Yeah, that's normal.
That's just the default.
That's normal in quotes. Jesus. My God.
Yeah, go on.
After that, it's, squirt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it pee? I remember that conversation we had.
Is it pee?
Is it pee?
Would you? after squirt, it's black. So
ebony is a category.
So I that always tripped me out.
There's
but
two
I
different.
Found out
yeah.
that ebony is black women.
And black is men?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
So why are guys watching or whatever, man? I want to be black in this one. That's assuming the viewer's not black.
I want to be a black man today. Give me that black POV footage.
Yo, you know what's wild, bro? Oh my gosh, on Tosh.0, because he'd do like crazy things, right? Mm. He played a prawn where the girl's there and she's looking at the black guy and she calls him the N-word. And I was just like, and Tosh was just like, you think you could keep going after that? I don't know. I feel offended. Like, should I keep...
Bro, I remember there was this one time my friends sent me this video, right? Mm-hmm. And they're all like, Marcus, what do you think of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a prawn. And the girl is, you know, she's banging a black guy, right? Mm-hmm. And she's taking it from the back. She turns her head and goes, yeah, give me that N-word. Give me that N-word, like...
Yeah.
Hard R.
Oh, gosh.
Hard R.
Oh, okay.
And he kept going.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man. I don't know either. I mean, there's also that one Donald Glover joke.
What?
Where the same thing. It's he's messing with the girl, and then she says that phrase.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And he stops for a second, and then the punchline of the joke is then I finished all over her. the hardest he's ever done. But at the same time, I was like, I don't know.
The only time, like, because my first girlfriend was black.
Yes.
Like, then, like, Latina, biracial. She once said, I love your chocolate skin, baby. That's about it. Mm. And I didn't really think about it until after.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that is weird.
It's very interesting because it's like, are you fetishizing my skin color, or are you?
Is that just a compliment?
Yeah, is that a compliment, what does that mean? Of my appearance?
Because she didn't say the N-word.
Yeah, no, she's not being racist.
Yeah, it was weird.
Because I mean, like, yes, you're black,
yeah,
and you know what's sweet and dark?
Chocolate. Yeah.
So it's like a compliment, but at the same time, because we're black, we're just like, hey, what you saying right now? Hold up. After that one, it's JOI. Do you know what that is, Junior?
Hang on. It's an acronym, isn't it?
Yes.
Because you said it that way. I know J-O is jerk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what the heck is the I?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Instructions. So it's like
is the girl telling you how to?
Yeah, it's like solo stuff, but with a woman telling you, or a man, I guess, telling you, you know, what to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It honestly, that's part of healthy. That's I'd say that's healthy because
it's like virtual.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay.
I can get behind it. Not doing it, but I could get behind it.
All right.
After that, it's trans.
All right, cool.
Then second to last is resistance.
Okay. What else?
And then the last one, it's real amateur homemade.
Oh, okay. So amateur again, just very specific. Yeah. Look, I want this to feel like they just propped up the camera.
Yep.
Interesting. I wonder what happens when you put all those categories together.
What do you get?
I want a cosplay Ebony.
Cosplay Ebony black threesome gang.
Creep pie at the end.
Yep.
And it's also an instruction.
And it's also an instruction video. Yep. Jeez.
All right. Yeah. I think that's a good place to end.
Wait, hold on. Can I say the bottom of the most searched in America?
What?
Furry.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's all I wanted to add in.
No one's looking that up. It's like, man, I want to see her out of the costume.
Oh boy.
All right, cool. We'll
that was a podcast.
What a great start to the year, gang. Yeah.
What's up?
No, just making sure.
Yeah. So that was Junior Marcus Talk.
Yeah.
About Happy New Year. 2022.
Mm-hmm.
That was all stats from 2022, everything, by the way.
Yeah.
We were just recapping the year, you know. We talked about us.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about accents.
Movies.
Music. And Tangerine Noir. I've been Marcus.
I've been Junior.
And hopefully 2023 is good for us.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hopefully it is. Boo. Okay. Yeah.
Junior and Marcus!